From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft sets conversation limits on Bing, and OpenAI allows user customization for ChatGPT, and Tenable adds cyber insurance report and partners on a referral program. This is the Business of Tech. I could have done a full slate of AI stories yesterday. I'm trying not to make the show all AI all the time, but there sure is a lot of it. Microsoft is adding conversation limits to Bing, capping the chats at 50 questions per day and 5 per session. This is trying to keep it from going off the rails like it did last week. Microsoft had also reportedly been pitching ad agencies how it plans to make money off the new Bing, placing paid lines within responses to search results. I hadn't mentioned that AI-driven Seinfeld spoof show called Nothing Forever. At least I hadn't mentioned it yet. To catch you up, it was an always-on stream driven by AI that created a continuous sitcom on Twitch. It was taken offline when it started making transphobic remarks. And now, we know why that happens. Originally, the stream was driven using OpenAI's GPT-3 DaVinci model. And when the creators started having outage issues, they moved to a less sophisticated model, Curie. In the switch, the creators believed they were using the OpenAI content moderation system, and it turns out they weren't. By the time you hear this show, they should be back online, hoping it. OpenAI has shared some of its internal rules on how ChatGPT responds to controversial culture war type questions. For example, when asked about a controversial topic, offer to describe some viewpoints of people and movements, or another break down complex politically loaded questions into more straightforward informational questions when possible. Here's a don't affiliate with one side or the other, like political parties, or don't judge one group as good or bad. The company will also allow users to customize the chatbot's values. Here's a quote from the blog. "We believe that AI should be a useful tool for individual people, and thus customizable by each user up to limits defined by society. Therefore, we are developing an upgrade to ChatGPT to allow users to easily customize its behavior. This will mean allowing system outputs that other people, ourselves included, may strongly disagree with. Striking the right balance here will be challenging. Taking customization to the extreme would risk enabling malicious uses of our technology and sycophantic AIs that mindlessly amplify people's existing beliefs. There will therefore always be some bounds on system behavior. The challenge is defining what those bounds are. If we try and make all of those determinations on our own, or if we try to develop a single monolithic AI system, we will be failing in our commitment we made in our charter to avoid undue concentration of power." Now, why do we care? The detail of importance is understanding the models of AI, how they differ, and how the prompts applied to each change the results. As technologists quickly come up to speed on this tech, this area is where my attention is further and further drawn. I mentioned that prompt engineering skill set previously, and here's another view of that need. It's not enough to know the model used. As Nothing Forever streamers learned, the model and the controls change the behavior, which can also be changed on the fly. And OpenAI is now giving more control to users, offloading that responsibility to the user. They said it will be very risk-enabling. That's why I highlight it. This is the area to get expertise in, because customers will be asking. I spotted this one and wanted to make sure to note it. From CRN India. Tenable, the exposure management company, announced it has added a cyber insurance report within its Tenable Vulnerability Management solution, which summarizes exposure information which is relevant to cyber insurance providers in an effort to streamline the policy underwriting process for both insurers and customers. The Tenable Cyber Insurance Report will enable insurers, for the first time, to measure preventative security programs by sharing vulnerability data that resides within the firewall. Tenable has also partnered with Measured Analytics and Insurance on a referral program that provides qualifying Tenable customers with savings on cyber insurance policies. The relationship represents a new data-driven model for the cyber insurance business with tangible savings offered to customers. Why do we care? Software plus insurance. One more example of the trend. In this case, the critical element is that the software is built intending to be an input to the insurance process. You can see the marketing now. One-click certification for your insurance provider. The next logical step here is continuous monitoring and policy enforcement via software. How soon until this is table stakes for insurance? As quickly as insurance companies can get there. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero trust, default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. The perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums, no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening today, National Margarita Day. Up, on ice, or on the rocks. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.